I set down these notes on paper. I'm obsessed by the thought that I may be the last living man on Earth. Hiding in this empty house near Grover's Mill, small island of daylight cut off by the black smoke of the rest of the world. All that happened before the arrival of these monstrous creatures in the world now seems part of another life. Life that has no continuity with the present. Furtive existence, the lonely dereliction. Pencil these words on the back of some astronomical notes bearing signature. You kiss. Put down at my blackened hand. I had a connection with a professor who lives in Princeton and who, on the night of October 20th, glimpsed through his telescope an orange splash of light on a distant planet. Why? My colleagues, my students, books, observatory. My world. Where are they? Did they ever exist? Am I Richard Pearson? Days. Do days exist without calendars? Does time pass when there are no human hands left to one of the clocks? Writing down my daily life, I tell myself I shall preserve human history between the dark covers of this little book meant to record the movement of the stars. Write and live and live. Find molded bread in the kitchen, an orange nut, boil to swallow. Watch the window. Time to time I catch sight of a Martian above the black smoke. Smoke still holds the house in its black coil, but makes sound. And suddenly I see a Martian mounted on his machine, spraying the air with a jet of steam as it dissipates the smoke. I watch the corner as his huge metal legs nearly brush against the house. Exhausted by terror, I fall asleep. Morning. Sun streams to work. Black cloud of gas has lifted and scorched the meadows north of the black snowstorm. I venture from the house and make my way to the road in traffic. In their wrecked car, bagging in the sense of black skeletons. Push on, north. For some reason, I feel safer trailing these monsters than running away. And I keep a careful watch. I've seen the Martians. One of their machines peer over the top of the trees. I'm ready to fling myself flat on the earth. Come to a chestnut. Two days I wander in a vague northerly direction through a desolate world. Finally, I notice a living creature. A small red squirrel in the beech tree. There it is, one. Stares back at me. I believe that at that moment the animal and I share the same emotion. Joy of finding another living being.